Geek Radio Daily for that most magical of days, the one that's not Monday.
Yay, not Monday.
July 22, 2010, it's all the geek without the wait. Thank you so much for stopping by today, a day in which we'll be looking at new DVD releases, a peek at your geekified news, all that fun stuff. But you know what? You need some people to get you through it because it can be treacherous. And that's why we've got the Bruce.
Now the two key words for tonight, caution, flannel.
Flamble? Yeah, that's caution.
Over-exaggerated. And hello, I'm Billy Flynn.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here.
I thought you said Billy Flynn.
Aliases, baby.
Oh,
aliases.
Go with that.
On this date, Tuesday, July 20th, except it wasn't a Tuesday, back in 1715, the English Riot Act took effect. If more than 12 people assembled, they were read the Riot Act, which called upon them to depart. You always hear some.
That's where you get that term from?
He read me the Riot Act.
So, it's a big,
so in other words, go away?
Move along.
Yeah, okay.
Move along. 1801, a 1,235-pound cheese ball was pressed at the farm of Elisha Brown Jr. and later loaded onto a horse-driven wagon and presented to President Thomas Jefferson at the White House.
The most cheesiest present we've had at that time?
I suppose. 1910, yeah. The Christian Endeavor Society of Missouri attempted to ban all motion pictures depicting kissing by people not related.
What?
Well, by
okay,
marriage,
but
I brought,
yeah, oh, okay.
Or oh, you know, family.
Okay, okay.
1917, the U.S. draft lottery in World War I went into operation. Number 258 was the first number drawn. Whoops. 1950, Marlon Brando made his screen debut in The Men. 1954, Elvis Presley gave his first public performance playing on a flatbed truck parked outside a drugstore in Memphis. There you go. 1959, Planet F from Outer Space opened. Huh?
Wow.
Good times. 1960, the USSR recovered two dogs from space, the first living organisms to return, and they didn't bring the stick. 1969, human beings Neil Armstrong and Edwin Buzz Aldrin Jr. stepped foot on the moon for the very first time. Woo!
Yeah! Go us!
1970, the first baby was born on Alcatraz. What the hell did that kid do?
Really? Wow.
God damn. 1973, martial arts movie star Bruce Lee died. Sad day. 1976, yeah. Viking 1 landed on Mars. Yes. 1984, Vanessa Williams, Miss America in 1984, was asked to resign because, oops, turns up she was naked in some pictures. Nowadays,
yeah,
guaranteed her the win.
Probably.
Birthdays?
Let's go with Miss Gisele Bündchen. She is 30 years old. She's a wealthy Brazilian supermodel.
John Francis Daly is 25. That was Sam on Freaks and Geeks. I can't believe you didn't watch Freaks and Geeks.
Hey, what was that for, like a
scene? Elliot Yameen is 32, huh?
Oh,
our,
yeah.
Our local guy.
Local
that made
guy
it.
Who made got third place 1 year.
Was it third? Okay, whatever it was. Yeah, all right. I believe you.
Let's see. Chris Cornell is 46 years old, singer of Soundgarden.
Well, you don't know anybody, do you?
Well, hey, my list sucks. How many times have we gone
through Charlie
this?
Corsmo is 32. He's the kid who, you know, the nerd guy and can't hardly wait. He was Jack and Hook. He was the kid and Dick Tracy. Simon Rex is 34. George and Scary Movies 3 and 4 and other stuff. Reed Diamond, 43. Detective Mike Kellerman, Homicide: Life in the Street. Now we can go back to your sorry list.
Okay, how about Carlos Santana, 63 years old
today. Oh, my God. So you missed Donna Dixon, who was 53. She was Sunny on Bosom Buddies.
Oh, wow.
And she married to Dan Aykroyd.
She was a lovely lady.
Yep, Muse Watson is 62. Charles Westmoreland on Prison Break, for those of you who watch that.
Mm-hmm. Kim Carnes, 64 years old.
There you go. Larry Craig, former U.S. Senator and bedroom aficionado. Larry Craig is 65 years old today.
Diana Rigg, 72 years old today.
Yes.
Emma Peel from the Avengers. Yes.
And, of course, Tracy Bond on Her Majesty's Secret Service. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Sally Ann House is 80. That's truly scrumptious and chitty chitty bang bang, showing you that... Wow, did he make names interesting for ladies. No longer with us, Wendy Richard, born in 1943. Miss Brahms, best known, will always be known as Miss Brahms, nor are you being served, did a ton of other stuff. And Natalie Wood, born in 1938. She was Susan on Miracle on 34th Street. She's Judy, Rebel Without a Cause. She's your mom. What?
We've also got Billy Mays, born in 1958. Would have been 52 years old today. And Gregor Mendel from Mendelian Genetics. The man who invented Mendelian Genetics was born in 1822.
Genetics, that's not real.
Yeah, no, science. Over there on the TV pages, let's see, we got CBS going with NCIS, NCIS Los Angeles, and The Good Wife, all repeats.
Tonight on Fox and Hill's Kitchen, creating a dish that costs $10 or less.
Ooh. Let's see, ABC, you have a brand new episode of Wipeout and Downfall.
We better really be there. NBC losing it with Jillian, and America's Got Talent. There's 12 of those folks left, which means fall's getting closer.
True. Spike Television Day, you have two episodes of The Deadliest Warrior, one including a Comanche versus a Mongol.
Why not? A&E tonight premieres the new season of Gene Simmons' Family Jewels. Someone is still giggling over that title, so I thought I'd say it.
Yeah, with the episode called The Best 100th Episode Ever. Let's see. The USA Network has new episodes of their shows White Collar and Covert Affairs. I've seen Covert Affairs. Actually pretty good.
Tonight on the Family Channel on Pretty Little Liars, Aftermath of the Homecoming Dance. And on Make It or Break It, Lauren stops at nothing to win an award.
Sci-fi. You've got Warehouse 13, Beyond Our Control.
FX Channel tonight is showing Day After Tomorrow, and on a new Rescue Me, the guys plan to sneak Lou out. Because Lou needs to get out.
Okay. History Channel, you have a reality series called Top Shot, where it's a bunch of competitive shooters. Episode's called Wild Wild West.
BBC America, Doctor Who, the Pandorica opens. All you crazy American kids, you're almost done with this season. You're going to love it. And then you can go listen to our episode. It's cool.
TBS, you have The Office Marathon. 6 episodes in a row.
FMC is showing The Adventures of Ford Fairlane, the Rennie Harlan, Andrew Dice Clay classic.
Oh, beautiful movie. I love this movie.
Just so damn good.
TNT, you got Hawthorne and then Memphis Beat.
But we're going to be watching The Chiller Network because a killer stalks a group of teenagers at a secluded campground. Tonight, Sean Armersford and Lizney Brothers are facing Adam and Evil.
You've got mail.
Yeah.
It was bound to happen.
Salutations, GRD anchors. Lack of a job does tend to give you time to write codes, and the third time of being laid is not the charm. Think I need a new career. Wow, was not expecting that line. So by still starting my day with GRD, it has calcium when listened to while drinking milk. It does add a splinter of sunshine to my otherwise dark day. Watching Avatar The Last Airbender, first season complete. Does this seem like old school Speed Racer 1969 style anime, if there is such a thing? I'm enjoying it, and I'm afraid to see what Shyamalan did to it after reading reviews. Of course, my scale for movies now starts with the worst being Mega Shark versus Giant Octopus, so how bad can it be? I don't know. I would offer you, sir, that while a bad movie, I've seen worse movies than Mega Shark and Giant Octopus. Hopefully a squeakly happens so I can listen while mowing the lawn. No, wait, cutting the grass. There is a difference. So until the Old Spice guy comes out of retirement and fixes the BP oil leak, make mine GRD. Kiss the roller derby queen for me, and that's from Rob. Well, I'll thank you, Rob.
Will do.
No, you won't.
Oh, you didn't say which one of us. Yes.
I was reading it, right?
I'm on an oil rig.
Matthew, you got something to be. Okay. That's the Bruce set. Oh, hey, you know, you can drop a message to all sorts of folks. Podcast, Billy Flynn, the Bruce, Flynnstress, all of us at geekradiodaily.com. Tuesday means we're going to take a peek at what new DVDs are coming out, and your Geekify News is on the way.
Hello, this is Johannes Geinsfleisch zur Laden zum Gutenberg, the inventor of printing press, movable type, and beer. After I invented the beer, I printed the Bible just to hedge my bets. One thing I did not invent was thepodiobooks.com. I think you need the Apple Pod or a computation device to listen to this podiobook thing. Many famous authors, none as famous as me, of course, have their work published over there for free download. My Bible and beer you need to pay for, of course. Podiobooks.com. The future of audio movable type in your ear. Podiobooks.com.
Hi, this is James Hong. Listen to Gig Radio Daily today.
Or he will kill you.
I would do what the man says. He sounds... Hi, welcome to Geek Radio Daily, where James Hong will hunt you down and kill you if you don't listen. So if you're listening now, James Hong is not standing behind you.
Good job.
Good job indeed.
Turn around, I swear he's not
Hi,
there.
Hi, I'm Corey Nimick. Since you've already got Parker Lewis Can't Lose on DVD, here's what's coming out this week.
Well, I'm sure there's things here that people are interested in, but I'm finally happy that I can buy the first non-Kevin Smith Kevin Smith movie because Cop Out,
yeah,
is out today.
Yeah, rock out with your Glock out addiction. I love that title.
Bruce Willis, Tracy Morgan. It's not perfect, but it's a pretty fun time. It's a pretty good time. Good. I laughed. I loved.
The Losers is out today as well. This is the comic book adaptation of a comic book nobody ever read until Losers came
out. Well, I did, but okay. If you missed the A-Team, here's your chance to see the A-Team.
It's something close to the A-Team, yeah.
I've heard it's pretty much the same plot.
Oh, really?
The Runaways is out. This is that movie they kept hyping and hyping and hyping. It was going to be telling the story of the Runaways.
Yeah.
And then, Joan Jett, Lita Ford. And then, you know, it came out and disappeared. Just go,
yeah.
Poof, Dakota Fanning and other people are in this who I've totally forgot. I'm very interested in seeing this movie.
Yeah, so am I. Let's see. Being Human, Season 1 is out today. This is from the BBC series, not the sci-fi series they haven't created yet. The story of, what's it, it's a vampire, it's a werewolf, and it's a ghost, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
All okay. sharing an apartment together. And they're cops. No.
No.
Super Friends, it's the first season, Volume 2 of the first season, so it's out for you today. You can pick up the story of the four greatest superheroes in the world.
Okay.
And their teen sidekicks.
Oh, okay. Let's see. For those of you who are old like us, Matlock! Season 5 is out today.
Courage the Cowardly Dog is out as well. Season 1, about time that showed up. But if anything, we're going to be getting the story of a lone spaceship going on a long voyage across space. The crew is surprised to encounter a strange pyramid. Surprise turns to horror as one by one they discover that their darkest nightmares are all starting to become real. Eddie Albert, Robert Englund, Sid Haig, and Aaron Moran, Joni from Happy Days,
wow,
are all surfacing the galaxy of terror.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Rumor time.
Okay.
Rumor time says that The Hobbit will be getting a doctor because allegedly, Sylvester McCoy will be joining the cast of The Hobbit. Allegedly.
Mm.
Now, of course, he wouldn't be Bilbo. At least not a young Bilbo. Because, no. But who the hell would you get Sylvester McCoy to play in The Hobbit? Who is there really? I mean,